We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, Gardner Minshew! Gesundheit. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Week 3 of the NFL is upon us tonight. Cancel your plans. Tell your friends you're not available. Tell your wife, your husband, your kids, your parents, do not disturb me. It is the Miami Dolphins at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Do you like luxury? Yes. I like the finer things in life, and that includes Thursday night football. A game I wish I was a little more excited about, but I don't have a lot of fantasy guys on this one. Dolphins and Jaguars. Are you jazzed up for this one, or is this a Lakers-Nuggets night?
I'm jazzed up because I got a couple prop bets that I put down. But
I don't care. I love football.
Yeah, it's football.
So oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. I am really excited for Lakers Nuggets tonight. Now that it's a series again, though. But I'm just excited to watch some sports tonight. Watch both games. It could be worse. I just wish the Dolphins would go to Tua. That would make it exciting to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to watch Ryan Fitzpatrick. I've seen that movie. Go down two scores.
A lot.
Make a little bit of a comeback. Throw for 575 yards. Two touchdowns, five picks. I don't need to see that again tonight. I want to see what the future looks like for the Dolphins. So if they go to Tua, that'd be awesome.
I'm really excited for this week, though. Finally, I know it's only been 2 weeks, but finally, the Packers don't play at noon.
Yeah, I know.
Nick Costas is going to join us tomorrow at this time. He's with You Better You Bet on the Radio.com podcast. He will join us every Friday at 8, and we're going to have his best bets and talk about some of the games. So we'll do that tomorrow at this time. A little bit later today, we're going to help you out in Week 3. Fantasy football advice from Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. He'll join us around 8:35. So we're looking out for you. All right? We're going to make you money, whether it's via these apps that you guys have or these secretive apps that Horvath has. Somebody asked me yesterday, hey, do you know what Horvath uses when he says he makes all these bets? I said, I think he's got like 15 different people.
My bookie usually. Bet Fast Action, Bovada, just search for the best prices. Like right now, I want to play this Mike Gesicki receiving yards over 47.5 really bad. But this one book has it at minus 150 currently, and that's a lot of scratch to lay. But I could get it on this other book for minus 130 at Bet Online, and then it's 150 on Bet Fast, which tells you he's going over that 48.5. And if you look at it, a little free play for everybody. Jacksonville this season has allowed the most receiving yards to tight ends this season, 198 already.
Okay.
So Fitzpatrick, you're thinking, is going to have time to throw with Jacksonville ranking 24th in quarterback pressures, 28th in sack percentage. So Gesicki already this season went for 130 yards against the Bills, and he also leads the Dolphins with 16 targets. So I love that play tonight, him over 48.5. I will hit continue. I will hit confirm. There's a bet. Boom.
I got an email here. This one's from Mark. He emails us at the Wendy's email inbox, live at 1057fmthefan.com. Mark says, hey guys, love the show. Is it true Mike Wickett and Doug Russell on the Bill Michaels huddle tonight? Well, Mark, as a matter of fact, it is. That will be on at 7 to 9 tonight, the huddle after our on-deck show. So make sure you do listen to that. It'll be a reunion of two guys that formerly used to work at this time on these airwaves. And we look forward to that. 7 to 9 p.m. tonight here on The Fan. Mark goes on to say, what game are you most excited for? I know, Bart, you've been talking about how you like when the Packers aren't at noon. I think that it's sort of a joke that you do because obviously you want to watch the Packers over Red Zone, but I'm kind of with you. The Packers have been so dominant these last couple of weeks that it is fun to watch these other games sometimes. I think there's a lot of great games at noon this weekend. I wish there were more games in the late window, but there seem to be a lot at noon. It just seems to be what the NFL likes to do. LOL, I don't get it. Goodell is a moron. He spelled moron wrong. He spelled it Moran. Mark goes on to say, I like the Steelers and the Texans. There's also the Eagles and the Bengals in a battle of 0-2 teams. Niners at Giants. Will Jimmy G play? I don't know. LOL. The Raiders at the Patriots. I believe Jim Nance is on that call with Tony Romo, Burlington native. I'm excited for that one. The Vikings are at home against the Titans. The Washington football team playing the Browns, Rams, Bills should be a good one too. I like the Bears to go to 3-0. I don't like the Bears. I should correct myself. I like them just to win this game. I hate the Bears, LOL. Have you ever noticed that their logo looks like a toilet seat?
Jeez.
I would like to take a dump on that logo.
Wow.
LOL. I think it's pretty funny. Speaking of number two, would Odell Beckham be good fit for Packers?
Yes.
LOL. Do you guys think that the Brewers are done?
Yes.
I don't know. It's just so frustrating. I wish they would spend money. Also, that Tyler Hero kid, man, he is something. I heard you guys earlier talk about him. I would take him over anybody except for Giannis. And I do like Middleton, but Tyler Hero, if you could have him as the third option on this team, wow, that would be incredible. It'd be great to have a Milwaukee native play for Milwaukee, or at least a Wisconsin native. Remember when Sam Decker was a Buck for like 37 minutes? LOL, that was some good stuff.
Wow, Mark. Jeez, that's a lot right there.
Mark, if you got that much to say, you can call, bud.
Yeah, man.
You gotta type the whole thing out, dude.
Yeah. No, tonight's going to be a good sports night, though. A little Thursday night football, big Western Conference. Who do you like tonight, Lakers or Nuggets, by the way?
Well, I want the Nuggets, so I'm probably the Lakers.
Yeah, I think the Lakers are going to win, too.
My new strategy is what I want, you bet against that. I learned that from the movie The Big Short. They say that a lot of people bet with their what they want. So if you bet against what you want, because what do you every week? You bet for the Packers because you want the Packers to win. Well, I think the Packers will win this weekend. I certainly do. But do you bet on it? I don't know. 414-799-1250 is the number I'm throwing out there after the phone has already rang. And you can hear that. 414-799-1250. I want to talk a little college. We can go out to the phone lines. Who do we got dialing us up for?
George is on the north side.
Oh, I'll always take time for George.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you been?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I know you about to go on to something else, but I just wanted to get in real quick on the Tyler Hero, which I want everybody to understand is that they were able to get Tyler Hero because of some trades and bad basically drafting bad record. The only way you get a player like that is to have a bad record. We are always in the top, so we're not going to get players like that. So unless you have a very good draft and develop, like we did with Giannis, we're not going to get a player like that. So everybody would love to get a Tyler Hero, but you're not going to get a player like that just out of the blue. You have to basically have a poor record. And basically, them are the type of players that the Bucks need to have. Not he's going to be a star because once Jimmy Butler is gone, he's going to take over Miami. That's for sure. You can see that he was drafted 13th pick. Those are guys that are either going to be a star or a good starter for a long time in the league. So when you draft lower, you have it's more high risk because now you got to draft and develop. So what we need to understand is we just need more players like that that can contribute off the bench, a la DiVincenzo. If he practices and puts in the work that Tyler Hero is doing, I guarantee you he'll get the same results because Tyler is a hard worker. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He plays that way because everybody always telling him what he can't do, and that's why he's such a great player right now. So we got a player in DiVincenzo. All he has to do is put in the work, and he needs to be able to link up with Giannis and just say, hey, bro, I want to work on my game. I want to be that option because we always talking about going to find somebody. He's a good player. He gets in that gym. He really puts in the work, I'm telling you. He can be a good player as well, just like a Tyler Hero. All right, guys.
George, good call. Thanks for the call. You know, the thing with Hero and the Heat beat the Celtics last night, and Tyler Hero had 37 points in 36 minutes. You know, he was drafted at 13. The Bucks have been in that area before, but they haven't done anything with it. 2015, the 17th pick, Rashad Vaughn. That didn't work out. 2016, the 10th pick, Thon Maker, okay? 17th pick 2 years ago with DJ Wilson, and then the 17th pick, Dante DiVincenzo. Dante, I feel like he can be like what Tyler Hero is, but the problem is Tyler Hero's already there. Tyler Hero is already there. And so we have to have these guys that we like hope can be that. You know, guy gets drafted 13. If you redo that draft from last year, was he go 3? Zion, Ja, Hero? I mean, who still goes ahead of Tyler Hero at this point? RJ Barrett, DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland, Kobe White.
Probably all of them, actually.
Hachimura, Cam Reddish.
Maybe all of them. Well, not maybe all of them, actually. I mean, Tyler Hero
probably goes 3, man.
I don't know. It's tough because he's been really good, but he's also on a really good team. You know, if you put Kobe White on one of these playoff teams, he'd probably put up some solid numbers, too. I don't know. I'd probably take Kobe over Tyler Hero.
So. Really?
I think I would, yeah. I think he's going to be really good. He can play for the Bulls, man. He didn't have a real
head coach. I really like Kobe White, but...
Yeah, imagine how much you'd like him if he had a real head coach in a lineup.
Well, he does now. Billy D?
Yeah. Billy Donovan, yeah.
No lineup, though. I was looking at the Bulls roster and salary, and they don't...
No, they don't have nothing. That's
they don't have anybody.
No.
There's, like, nobody on that team. They've got one more year of Otto Porter on a max.
Zach LaVine, Levine.
LaVine, yeah.
They got, man, who else is even on that team anymore?
Lauri Markkanen not lived up to it.
No, we'll see if he's better with a new head coach. He's been a little bit of a bust.
Who's the guy whose name I can't always say? Arachnophobia?
Yeah, Ryan, yeah.
I don't know.
They got Thomas Saransky or whatever. They got, like, all the same dudes on the same team. That's the problem with them.
Rick!
Yeah.
What's up?
What a break.
Well, I want to talk a little Brewers.
Sure.
This morning. They have to win 4 or 5, don't they?
They got to at least win 3. 4 would be lot more comfortable.
Okay, 3 would put them in.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If they win 4 or 5, they're good.
Okay, they don't have the pitching.
I think they have the pitching. I don't think they have the hitting.
Rasmussen, Yardley, if you do a bullpen game with these guys, Claudio, are you serious? There's only like four pitchers I would put out there. Corey Knebel, Ray Black, Devon Williams, and Josh Hader. Who do you have after that?
You know what I might do if I'm them? I might throw
–
I know they want to save him in the wild card if they get there, but I might throw Burnsy on 3 days rest on Sunday if you have to.
Hauser, I don't know what's wrong with Hauser because he had it. Now I thought he had it figured out, but he doesn't have it figured out.
No, he does not.
He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't know what to throw.
He does not have it figured out, nor does he know what to throw.
He doesn't.
And
I'm sorry to say, he's got the talent. But what's wrong with his mindset?
I don't know.
Okay, same with Yelich. Yelich needs to... come on, 2-3-4 hitters last night was terrible. They have beat people on base.
Rick, maybe the pandemic's weighing on these guys. It's weighing on all of us, isn't it?
No. I didn't do that. You can't use it for excuse no more.
The pandemic?
Assisted games been at the end of the schedule. You cannot use that for excuse.
No, it's getting pretty like frustrating and grating watching the news every day.
These guys get millions and millions of dollars to play baseball. They go to spring training and try and whine, and then they go somewhere and they try and whine instead of doing their work.
We got to wear a mask. The mandate's extended.
Come on, guys. Come on. They don't wear masks. You see these guys wear masks out there?
Craig Council does.
I'm talking about the players themselves don't wear masks.
Well, no, not during the game.
Well, they should be.
They're getting tested every day.
Then the dugouts both empty, then none of them wear masks.
They're getting tested every day. They're keeping their distance.
They're not. That's not social distance.
Well, maybe you're right.
Okay. I'm just saying, I mean, you can't use that for an excuse. Why don't you use it for an excuse next year when they don't have a vaccine yet?
What?
When you do not have a vaccine yet or pay for one from Russia, what are you doing next year without a vaccine?
Russia has a vaccine?
Yep, Sputnik.
Sputnik?
What's going on here?
They do. Yep, they're working on it. Okay? They're far ahead of India's got one. They're far ahead of the United States as far as getting a vaccine. But there are much of that
Rick, would you take a vaccine right away, or would you wait until other people did it to make sure it's safe?
I've never had a flu shot in my life.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
And I tested negative. I had heart failure 2 weeks ago. I was in the hospital for 4 days.
You were?
Yep. And they sent me down to COVID.
Did you have COVID?
Sent you down to COVID. Is there like a?
They sent me down to a room where you get tested, and then when the test results come, they moved me.
Did you have COVID?
They tested me negative, and they moved me right away.
Oh, good.
Good to hear, Rick.
That's the second time now.
Rick, do you have your smell and your taste still? Can you taste and smell things? No, I'm serious, because that's a sign of COVID. Yeah, there's been false positives, false negatives.
You know
what the sign is? You know what it is?
What?
It's a fever. It's a fever and shortness of breath, because I had shortness of breath.
Oh, yeah. That's too, like...
Well, are you okay?
They want to put a stent in.
A what?
So you want to do me stress test, and then they want to figure it out.
Are you going
to
be okay, Rick?
They want to put a stent in.
Do you need to have that done?
I'm like kind of worried about you, Rick.
Yeah.
But
like, don't get all worked up about the Brewers, man. Worry about your health. Like,
yeah,
I'm
no
worried
kidding.
About
that's
you.
Probably why you need a stunt.
Yeah, Craig Council is going to put you in the grave, brother.
I mean, I'm serious about Yellows. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He doesn't have COVID, though.
I thought it was a pandemic, but maybe not.
I think him looked mentally. He got the money. He got the big time contract from Milwaukee Brewers, which also means a curse.
Rick, I got to talk to Ryan Wood here. Anything you want me to ask him?
By the way, one more thing. Miami wins the NBA championship down in the bubble. That's conspiracy theory.
Wait, what?
Rick, we already went over this. It's not a conspiracy theory.
Come on. They're supposed to be in a neutral place, and we're never put in a neutral spot.
Rick, the head of Entercom is calling our hotline to tell me I have to move on.
Okay. I'm talking about in the baseball playoffs, they're being neutral.
Let's talk tomorrow, bud. We'll get your Packer prediction.
What are they playing? Saints?
Yeah, Sunday night. Not now.
Tomorrow. You got to call tomorrow.
We'll talk to Rick tomorrow. We'll talk to Ryan Wood next.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer. Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
We'll be doing some fantasy football. Your questions for Kevin Payne coming up in about 13 minutes. Real football with Ryan Wood. PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. By BY Ryan Wood on Twitter is where you can find his work. I'm going to start with a two-part question for you, Ryan. Part one of the question I'm asking you is, I just want some injury updates on Devontae and Kenny Clark, both not practicing yesterday. Is one trending at least? I felt pretty good about what Matt LaFleur said, that we held him out for precautionary reasons, but I would have liked to seen him out there yesterday.
Yeah, I would think Devontae Adams is probably ahead of Kenny Clark right now, even though neither did practice yesterday. The thing with Devontae Adams is that he wanted to go back in the game Sunday. He admitted yesterday that would have been an unwise decision, but it was something where he was actively trying to get back in. And who knows if the game was close, if it was late season, if it was a big game, perhaps there would have been a chance in that type of situation where he could have returned to the game. He doesn't need any practice to play this week, so it very well could be one of those situations where they give him the week to rest and heal, and he's out there Sunday. That's a possibility. Kenny Clark, he hasn't been back on the field since he left before halftime in Minnesota. So until he is, Kenny Clark is not available.
The second part of that question is, who do they need more on Sunday?
I'd say Devontae Adams. You know, Kenny Clark is obviously going to be hugely important if he could play against Alvin Kamara and that Saints offense, but the gap between Devontae Adams and everyone else at receiver is massive. And what you saw, even when Devontae Adams only gets three catches on three targets for 36 yards, he's a game changer because he's getting constant double teams like he did this past Sunday against Detroit. Or he's not getting constant double teams and he's catching 14 passes in a game and tying Don Hudson's single game record that was set in 1942. So no matter whether he's getting the ball or not, he tilts the field on offense in a way that very few players in the league right now do. So, you know, it's hard to not say Devontae Adams. That said, I mean, Kenny Clark is the $7 million nose guard. So yeah, he's in the gap between him and everyone else on the defensive line is equally huge. So, I mean, both those guys are core fundamental players on this roster.
I think where I'm at with this game is, you know, they, without Devontae, we saw what Darren Waller did, and Rodgers was asked about that this week, the 12 catches, he had a touchdown, the tight end for the Raiders. Without Devontae, Packers don't have anyone that can do that. But then the thing that I've been worried about the most with this team is the run defense. Lions on that first drive were able to run it down the field on the Packers, and then they kind of got away from it. But now you bring in Alvin Kamara and even Latavius Murray. I'm worried about the run defense. And with no Kenny Clark, you know, Dean Lowry and Tyler Lancaster, Kingsley Keke, Montrevious Adams was out again with a toe. Is that toe still bothering him, or at least limited? I'm worried that the run defense is going to be in for even a tougher challenge than they face. You know, Dalvin Cook, the Lions trio. This is going to be a big time challenge. Obviously, Mr. Obvious saying that to you.
Well, I don't think there's any question that through two games, the deficiency in an otherwise extremely hot start by this Packers team has been the defensive line, and that's where they need to get better. And that's not really encouraging, considering that's where they left off last season. So that really hasn't changed. With that said, if you're looking at just this week, I think there's a very sound argument to be made that you have Devontae Adams, your offense, especially on that fast track in New Orleans without any fans, or limited fans in the stands, but certainly not a full-throat Superdome that you expect on a Sunday night, nothing like that. There's a very sound argument to be made that the offense can simply outscore the Saints with the way that they're playing right now. And effectively, the offense is what might take the Saints running game out of the game, because if you've got to throw to catch up the way that these past two teams have, you don't run the ball as much. I mean, Dalvin Cook didn't get as many carries, especially as the game progressed. The Lions started off running the ball very well, and then they were down three touchdowns. So, you know, it's something where if they can outscore, and they need Devontae Adams to do that, they can outscore the Saints. That diminishes the Saints' running game.
Ryan Woods joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We talked about this with Aaron Jones. The longer you go without paying him, the more expensive he's going to be. And you can make the same case for David Bakhtiari. And I've been very surprised. His hits on the big show, he does them weekly, Tuesday, 4:35. We were talking about maybe last week, the Chiefs, how they had like $100,000 of cap room and they figured it out. And I was pretty surprised to hear David Bakhtiari say that same thing. I mean, he's not being shy about, if the Packers want me, they can figure out a way to pay me. And the longer these guys go without getting this new deal, the more of a story and a distraction it might be. But then there's also, you know, we talked to our Mike Clemens. He's speculating maybe they like Elgton Jenkins to move him over there. I don't know, man. It feels like, to me, if they are going to re-sign one of them, they would probably re-sign Jones. They just seem to have a history of letting linemen walk, but I want them to sign both, and I think that Bakhtiari's right. They can figure it out if they want to, but do they want to?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them not re-signing David Bakhtiari, even if it requires a franchise tag. I think that would be very much in play. It would be a colossal mistake for them to not re-sign an all-pro left tackle, and Elgton Jenkins is not an all-pro left tackle. He's barely repped a tackle, and then he did slide over to right tackle in week one and played admirably there, but he's not David Bakhtiari. You've got an aging quarterback, and in a couple years, you've got a rookie quarterback, or effectively a rookie quarterback, a first-time starting quarterback that you're expecting to kind of take over and shoulder the load. In both cases, shutting down the blind side for opposing pass rushes is huge in both situations, and that's what David Bakhtiari does. So
I'd be really surprised. It's really hard for me to see David Bakhtiari in another uniform next year. Been surprised before. I mean, you never know what's going to happen until it does, but it's hard to see. I think for me, and people might roll their eyes at this, but I think there's a lot of merit in if they have to only pay one. Now, people just they dismiss Kevin King is also coming up in his final year of his contract.
Ryan Horvath says that all the time, man. We forget about him.
I'd pay him over all of them. I do not want to start drafting corners again, man.
Yeah. To me, it's okay, you've got a cornerback who is a very, very good starter. 5 interceptions last year. Showed he could stay healthy. Played 15 games. Or a running back who is a dynamic playmaker. I mean, not just as a runner, as a receiver, does everything on the field, but is a running back in a league that running backs do very rarely get paid. One player, Kevin King, has no obvious replacement on this roster. Who is Kevin King's replacement? He doesn't exist on this roster. The other player, a running back, a much lesser valued position, has an obvious replacement on this roster in A.J. Dillon, second-round pick. If you're the Packers, you ought to keep both because cap manipulation is very real and cap is not an excuse to not keep both. Both guys are core players to this roster. But if you only keep one, I don't think it's a slam dunk that it's Aaron Jones, and that's nothing against Aaron Jones. He's a Pro Bowl running back, but he's a running back. And cornerbacks in this league are worth their weight in gold. So, I think that's an interesting decision long term, which play do the Packers make? Obviously the right call, it'd be to figure it out and resign both of them.
Ryan, your prediction, or at least where you're leaning for Sunday, I think, the first 3 weeks, Vikings did not have Danielle Hunter. I'll say that in proper English. They did not have Danielle Hunter. I like the Packers in that game. Lions did not have Kenny Golladay. Help me like the Packers in that game. I don't think Michael Thomas is going to play this weekend, and I'm very low on Drew Brees and his ability to push the ball down the field. I like the Packers Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do too. And I thought a lot earlier this week about to take the Packers in New Orleans, and I know it's not full Superdome effect on a Sunday night, but that in itself could swing this game. But to pick the Packers in New Orleans regardless, you have to believe a few things, right? You have to believe that 13-3 was real. You have to believe that these first two games was real. And that this team, this Packers team that was 13-3 last year and just totally crushed two divisional opponents at the gates, is one of the best teams in the NFC. You have to believe that they're legit, right? You also have to believe on the other side that Drew Brees is 41 years old and that he's playing like it. And that at this age, once you start playing your age, it usually doesn't get better from there. It's very rare that a quarterback at this stage in his career shows his age and then reverses that. And so for me, those two things. One, I'm going to go in on the Packers. I had them 11-5 earlier this season at the start of the season. That was my record for them. I had them losing game one against Minnesota. So that gives you an idea. I thought they would be good. They might actually be better than I thought. And then Drew Brees, he's averaging 6.9 yards per pass. He's got a 93.5 passer rating through two games, and he has looked that. I think the Packers go down a win. I don't know what a score is, but I think the Packers go down a win, start 3-0. And this is a team that suddenly, with a hot start, and the teeth of their schedule was early in the season, they're shaping up that they could win a lot of games.
It's going to be fun, hopefully. It'll be interesting for sure. We'll talk about it Monday morning. Woody, appreciate it. We will talk to you then.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood joining us again on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, PackersNews.com, the Green Bay Press Gazette, and then follow him, BY by Ryan Wood, on Twitter. Fantasy football help with Kevin Payne. Now is the time. It's week 3. If you're 2-0, congratulations. If you're 1-1, that's okay. If you're 0-2, you need to get a victory, and you need to get a victory now. And Kevin Payne's going to help you do that. Call in, 414-799-1250. Easiest way to get in is by calling. We've got some tweets. We will read those. You can tweet us also at 105.7FM. The fan, use the hashtag AskKevin. You got fantasy questions. We've got fantasy answers. We will do that next on The Fan.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Saints Sunday night in New Orleans. Nose tackle Kenny Clark and wide receiver Devontae Adams unable to practice. Adams dealing with a hamstring injury, saying he's day-to-day. Devontae was asked, what did he learn from last year when the Packers went 4-0 while he was sidelined with turf toe?
Yeah, man, they don't need me. They don't need me. No, I mean, it just shows that, you know, our guys are mentally tough enough to be able to step up, which is such a critical thing in playing in the National Football League.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
We need Devontae. We always need Devontae. What we learned was maybe just how damn talented he is. I mean, he's a game changer.
The Saints are coming off a 34-24 loss in Las Vegas. After being down 10-0, the Raiders rolled up the points on New Orleans defense. Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan.
We got to grow as a defense. There's things that we had even shown on tape, so we've got to correct these mistakes.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, what's going on? You see, that's one of the great things about our station. We're always looking for ways to help you out. Plenty of fantasy experts throughout the week. We'll give gambling picks tomorrow. I've got my great deal at Window Select. Buy one, get one free installation this week. WindowSelect.com. We're always looking for ways to help you out. The most reliable, may I say.
We gave out gambling picks today.
What was your pick? Gesicki over 42 yards?
Oh, that's easy money. Yeah, I love that. And then I got, we could go over those later. We're not going to leave Kevin hanging
for
my gambling pick. I wonder what he thinks about my gambling picks, though.
Why don't you tell him?
Kevin, what do you think about...
I like the Gesicki one. The one I like even better, though, is Preston Williams.
Yes, over 44,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I gave that one out too, Kev.
44.5.
Yes.
Yep, that is my favorite pick going tonight.
Same here. I hammered
you too.
I put 8 units on that. And then I got, what's his name, Chenault or whatever the hell, over 32.5 receiving yards. I like that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. That's good, too. I want to hear. I think this might be an entertaining game tonight. I mean, normally, I think about it like a year ago. We would take a look at this game and go, Miami versus Jacksonville, is that any type of fun? But Ryan Fitzpatrick, Minshew have totally changed things, so I think this is going to be an entertaining game tonight.
The voice you hear is Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. He's been with us a very long time. When did you start doing fantasy with us?
Gosh, that would go back to Wicket. I might say 9 years, 10 years. It's been quite a while. Because I've been with you, what now, 3 or 4 at least? And
yeah.
Then, as I said, I just kind of transitioned. So I think it's been at least, I think I could safely say it's been at least 8 years every Thursday morning at this time.
We got a big reunion tonight. Mike Wickett and former morning host Doug Russell are both on the Bill Michaels Huddle. So it's our weekly 2-hour football preview show, and they're all reuniting, and everyone's excited about it, and Horvat and I are looking like, hey, we're still here, guys. We're still. But that's fine. But it's good to have you. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Get your calls in for Kevin, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. John is in the Falls. We'll start with him. John, what's your question for Kevin?
Let's see, PPR, Lockett or Cooper? Lockett or Cooper? Cooper for me. Gosh, that's actually a tough one, and they're playing each other. You know what? Lockett's probably a little bit safer. The problem with Dallas is they've got a lot of mouths to feed. You've got CeeDee Lamb, you got Gallup, you've got Cooper, and now we've got Dalton Schultz in the mix, who had the best day out of any of those guys. So it's a little bit more of a wide receiving tree, which is why I'm going to say Lockett. It's a little bit more narrow there. You basically got him and DK Metcalf. Right now, Russell Wilson is playing as good as any quarterback in the league.
Got an email here from Mark. He says, hey, guys, love the show. Kevin Payne is so good. Is there still that free trial at RotoWire?
Yeah, you can come check us out. RotoWire.com. It's either /trial or /free trial, either one of them. Free 10 days. All we need is your email. No credit card info or anything like that. We're confident enough that you'll think about signing up for this right after the 10 days. So try either one of those, RotoWire.com/free or RotoWire.com/trial.
He also says, Baker Mayfield or Joe Burrow?
Now, Burrow has been a nice surprise.
I'm going to say, though, stick with Baker. I got to think at home against the Washington football team, he puts up points. And remember, Washington just traveled from Arizona, then had to travel back to Washington. Now they're traveling now. It's not that it's that far, but now they got to go to Cleveland. I think Baker Mayfield and the Browns are rolling this one, so I'll go with Mayfield.
Corey's downtown, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Kevin Payne here to help us out. Corey, what do you got?
Hey, I got two really quick. PPR league running back, Miles Gaskin or Zach Moss?
Zach Moss, or who's the first one?
Miles Gaskin for the Dolphins tonight.
Oh, Gaskin. Yeah. Man, I like Gaskin. I just wish they would give him more touches. Moss has got kind of a tough road himself, though, going up against Aaron Donald and the Rams here in Buffalo. I'm going to say go with Gaskin. I think it's a good matchup for him, and I think that we're going to see his role increase. If I remember reading this correctly, he went from 49 snaps week one to 59 snaps week two. So his role does seem to be growing in this offense. And Singletary is still kind of the main guy here in Buffalo. So let's say Gaskin over Moss.
Corey, I'll let you. Hey, we're trying to do a one limit, but I will grandfather you in.
I appreciate it, Bart. My flex, Julian Edelman, Darius Slayton, or Russell Gage again, PPR. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you got to go with Edelman in this one. I like this matchup against Las Vegas. It's a short week for them. They've got to travel across the country. Cam Newton loves Edelman. I mean, it's kind of telling that Edelman's greatest yardage came the other night when with Cam Newton. So I think in PPR, too, it's very safe. You can basically go ahead and pencil in Edelman for at least 6 to 8 catches, so I would go with him.
Well, you guys can also tweet us at 105.7FM, the fan. We'll get back to the calls in about a minute here. Horvat's on the Twitter app. What do you got?
Yeah, Twitter, and also we do take Facebook messages, so I'll start there real quick. A half-point PPR league needs three of these four: Metcalf, Diggs, McLaurin, or OBJ. So we need just three of the four. So who would you sit, I guess? Metcalf, Diggs, McLaurin, or OBJ?
Oh, gosh, this is tough. And here's my problem this week. Stephon Diggs has been fantastic. I don't know how you say you go ahead and sit him. If Jalen Ramsey, though, is on him and shadows him the whole game, I can't think that means good stuff for Diggs. But it's you know, maybe he's going to be on John Brown someplace. They'll work a way to get Diggs open. So I can't say bench Diggs. I think out of all those guys, I'm going to say bench Metcalf. But all those guys are very close. If you really, you know, felt strongly about it, is that the little snippet about Diggs and he might have Jalen Ramsey and sit him. All those guys are close, though, but I think ultimately I would sit Metcalf.
This one comes from Kevin using the hashtag AskKevin. He says needs two of the four in a PPR league: Mark Ingram, Tariq Cohen, Jerick McKinnon, and Josh Kelly. So he needs two of the four: Ingram, Cohen, McKinnon, Kelly.
Yeah, so that's going to be a great game Monday night in Baltimore with Ingram going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. I can't wait to see that. I'm going to say I love McKinnon this week. I mean, he is the main guy now, the last man standing, going up against the Giants, who haven't looked that great on defense against the run. So I will say definitely go with McKinnon. And then I'm going to say Kelly. Believe it or not, quietly, he's getting a lot of touches. He had over 20 carries last week. He actually out-touched Austin Eckler, believe it or not, and they're trying to establish the run there, especially now with the rookie quarterback and that whole weird Tyrod situation. So I'm going to say go with Kelly and McKinnon out of those four.
Bootsy needs two. He's got Joe Mixon, James Robinson, and then Dobbins. He needs two of the three.
Sit Dobbins. Again, not that I don't like the backfield there in Baltimore, but it's kind of tough to read the tea leaves. You know, Dobbins got the goal line work with week one. Ingram's still around, so I'm going to say sit him. Basically, more or less, I would play Mixon each and every week. I don't even think he should be a question at this point. Gets a ton of touches. Gio Bernard's really not a factor in that offense. So basically, every week, I think Mixon's gotten it to the point where he's matchup proof.
414-799-1250, Fantasy Football Help, Kevin Payne. Tom is in Pewaukee. Tom.
Morning, fellas. QB question. Is it too early to trust Justin Herbert, or should I stick with Ben Roethlisberger? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I would stick with Ben Roethlisberger. Houston's been a mess so far this year, so I got to think that Roethlisberger does something similar to what he did last week. Deontay Johnson, Claypool had the long touchdown. With Herbert, looked great last week, especially for a rookie, and I thought that it was absolutely ridiculous that they were going to go back to Tyrod. He made one mistake as an interception, but, you know, Anthony Lynn said after the game, we're going to go back to Tyrod. Well, now you can't go back to Tyrod, so maybe you should have held your tongue for a couple of days. So I do like Herbert, but I'm going to say go with Ben, just a little bit safer, the floor with him
is a little bit higher than it is with Justin Herbert.
Tony is at work. Tony, what's up?
Not much. I've got Allen from the Bills or the Stash from Jaguars. Which one do you think is best?
I think right now, at this point, I think Josh Allen's matchup proof. I know it's Aaron Donald, and this defense for the Rams has played great, but at least the Bills will be at home. And if you take a look at what Josh Allen can do with his legs as far as running the ball, I think it's easily you go with them.
Kevin, when you look at tonight's game, just really quick, because a lot of these questions have to do with Thursday Night Football, just a basic question. Do you like the over and the under? Are you going to see points tonight, do you think, with these guys? Or do you think this is going to be one of those games where we expect it to be, you know, high scoring and then it's like 10-7?
And then we'll all take to Twitter and complain about
right, exactly. Yeah, because a lot of these names, man, like with you know, Minshew and stuff, I'm kind of torn if it's going to go over or under tonight.
Yeah, so what it's sitting at, like 48? Is that what it's at right now?
Yeah.
So last week, and I think Vegas is starting to catch up. I want to say 2/3 of the games last week went over. So kind of a bigger sample we're getting now is kind of showing that without the preseason and a little bit more limited practices, that there's a lot more points being scored. So my inclination would be to say to go over. What I might do, though, and I normally don't go out and advocate for hedging, but I might find a line that says bet that over at 48, but then maybe go ahead and find an alternate line where it's like 39, but plus 250 or plus 300, and take the under on that, doing like one of those adjusted lines for greater odds. But I think if I had to just take the over-under tonight, I do think there's going to be some fireworks, and this should be a fun game, so I would take the over.
Nice. This one comes from Adnan. He says, hey, Kevin, I'm in a PPR league. Chris Carson or James Robinson tonight?
And James Robinson, great game last week. 120 yards from scrimmage, got into the end zone. But Chris Carson is so much upside being a running back in that offense. Dallas has not looked good on defense so far this year. They've given up a ton of points the first two games. So I think pretty much each and every week, unless you're in like an 8-man or 10-man league, Chris Carson is going to be an automatic start.
Oh, this one comes from Jake using the hashtag AskKevin. He needs 3 of 4 in a full point PPR league. He's got James Conner, Miles Sanders, James Robinson, and McKinnon. So he needs 3 of 4. So just who would you sit out of those four?
I think I'm going to – it comes down to either going to sit Robinson or McKinnon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I think Robinson – I think McKinnon's the main guy there. Jeff Wilson's going to be active. My worry is that he's going to vulture the goal line work away from McKinnon. So I'm going to say sit McKinnon, definitely going with Miles Sanders, definitely going with James Conner. I know last week we were talking, Benny Snell seemed like he's got – well, now he's not. So Conner seems to be back. He seems to be healthy, so – I think you every week you're going to play Conner and Sanders, and then just based on matchup, you decide maybe McKinnon goes out and gets 25 to 30 touches, and he's an auto start as long as those other guys are out. But I would say go with Robinson tonight. It's just been a little bit safer and been the 3-down back for Jacksonville.
Brewman, he just needs one of these for a flex spot in PPR league. He's got Robert Woods. He's got Swift. It says D. Johnson. I don't know if that's David Johnson or Duke Johnson.
And or then, Deontay Johnson.
Or Deontay Johnson. Preston Williams. Or Jared McKinnon. But if you just got to pick one of those, you got Robert Woods in there, Swift, Johnson, Williams, McKinnon. Who do you like?
Yeah, see, so I normally would say Woods. I just don't know if the Bills are going to put Tre'Davious White on him, if they're going to put him on Cooper Kupp, if he's going to go back and forth between the two. I think I would go ahead and stick with Woods, though. He's pretty consistent, and Goff looked really good last week, put up a ton of yardage, and put up some big fantasy numbers in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to say go with Woods and keep your fingers crossed that Tre'Davious White is sometimes on Cooper Kupp or shadows Cooper Kupp for most of the game.
If he does mean David Johnson, do you like David Johnson this week for the Cubs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just as a volume play, like I've got David Johnson on a bunch of my fantasy teams, and I have no delusions that he's going to average 4.5 to 5 yards a carry. But Bill O'Brien is going to go ahead and give him a heavy workload. The volume will always be there. So if it's David Johnson, I would go with him. And even Deontay Johnson, if it was him, I might go with him as well, just because, I think that he had the touchdown last week, had 80 yards, getting a ton of targets. I wouldn't mind going with that if you feel like that's a little bit safer than the Robert Woods scenario.
Kevin, appreciate it. People can tweet you throughout the weekend, KCPAYNE26.
Yep, KCPAYNE26 on Twitter. Get back to try to get questions in as early as possible. Let's not do them 5 minutes before kickoff. And I'll make sure, go ahead and follow me too, please, just so I can DM you back. When football season's over, feel free to unfollow me, and you don't have to look at any of my nonsense on Twitter. But for at least the football season, so I can DM you back, just follow me so I can get you a direct answer.
Thanks as always, Kevin. We'll talk next week.
Okay, bye, Mark.
Kevin Payne joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Want to remind you about Window Select and the incredible deals that they've got right now at this location. Based out of Menominee Falls, proudly serving Wisconsin homeowners for many, many years. They've got these guys, men and women, that have been working in these shops trying to come up with the perfect window, really. A window that's high quality, durable, long-lasting. A window that's also energy efficient. So especially as you get into the winter here, you know, I've seen people like try to, what do you use those, like meat curtain sheets to try to keep the air in. New windows is going to go a long way to that. And if you're looking at trying to keep the warm air in your home, or if you're looking to upgrade your home, maybe the look of your home needs a refresh. Maybe you're looking to eventually sell it one day. Maybe you just, the windows are old and you've been in a house a long time. You want to spruce it up. You want to have a more inviting feel. Whatever reason you need new windows, siding, and doors, they'll do it all for you at Window Select. WindowSelect.com, 262-703-3500, WindowSelect.com. So they have a lot of great incentives, too. The products are great, high quality, energy efficient, all backed with a double lifetime warranty. But the urgency could be there, too, for you guys, because they have so many good deals. Buy one, get one on windows. Buy one, get one on their products. Buy one, get one free. No payments for a full 12 months once you get it installed, which this week, right now, this week, free installation when you set up with them. WindowSelect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. Check it all out, WindowSelect.com. Again, WindowSelect.com. So, Horvat, could you go over your plays again tonight? Because I'm going to set my DraftKings with you in mind. I would think that if you like Preston Williams and Gesicki, then I'm gonna also like Fitzpatrick.
Man, good question. Right. Well, tonight, Fitzpatrick or I might go with the stash.
I can go both.
I don't know. I like that Preston Williams play a lot, over 44.5.
But now I'm kind of out of money.
I like the other dude better, though.
You know what I'd like to know is going on with the Dolphins backfield is they've got this Miles Gaskins guy. Jordan Howard is supposed to be their lead back. Matt Breida, I was reading, was getting a lot of work like as a wide receiver.
Yeah.
But he's barely getting any touches. So I wonder what they do with him. You could think the Niners would like Matt Breida back, although they've got some good depth. They're a little banged up at the running back position, but Jerick McKinnon, who's been out for a couple of years with a bumped knee, he's going to be back at it this weekend for the Niners. So there's a lot of, you look at the waiver wire this week, if you are playing fantasy, Mike Davis was a popular guy from Carolina. Didn't take any questions on him, but he's a popular guy because Christian McCaffrey's hurt a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many injuries in week two that you got to figure out who do you take next and how do you navigate that. Man, I love Thursdays because my kid's at daycare and I go home and I just
rub it in.
I set lineups for like 5 hours.
Yeah, that's why I had to get my plays in today. So those are my plays so far. All overs, which let's hope that this game goes over. And then I got a play for Sunday that I won't give out tomorrow. I'll save it, that I'll get it right now while you can. I love the Patriots this weekend. Love them.
Against the Raiders?
Love the Patriots. Yeah, 6.5-point favorites. I think they win that game by 2 touchdowns.
We'll go over some of the games specifically with Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, our favorite podcast on the radio.com app, although it's like asking what's your favorite kid.
It's There's right this, there with the...
The U.S.-Russia one?
That one's good.
The Almost Famous one?
I actually just got confirmation on Costos, so we are good to go. Sorry, a little on-air producing. I'm wearing multiple hats.
You are, and you're doing a terrific job for it.
Thanks, brother. I got to wear another hat in about an hour from now.
I want to talk about the unluckiest team in all of sports. Who is it? We'll tell you. Next.
Here we go. Hey, it's Bill Michaels from the Bill Michaels Show weekdays 10 to 2 right here on The Fan. Now, the Pack takes on Drew Brees and the Saints Sunday night in New Orleans. Devontae had a big week 1. Aaron Jones a big week 2. Who will be big this week? We're talking Packers and Saints right here on The Fan.
Here's a few great grilling tips from the folks at Scholze Family Beef to help you prepare a mouthwatering, delicious meal every time. Use natural hardwood charcoal instead of briquettes. And make sure to use a chimney starter instead of lighter fluid to start the fire. They're available at almost every hardware store. And if you're using a gas grill, make sure to preheat the grill before placing the meat on the grill. Knowing how your beef is raised is also very important. Always go for choice or prime beef. And if you're new to grilling, best to use a thermometer. And then after several years of experience, you're going to be able to tell by touch and look. So remember, your grill deserves the very best meat. So the next time you think of great beef, think of Scholze Family Beef. High-quality, pasture-raised beef from the Wisconsin family farm to your family table. And it's shipped right to your doorstep. It's packed in dry ice, and it comes in just a couple of days. So place your order at scholzefamilybeef.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-Z-E familybeef.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-Z-E familybeef.com.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Bud Light created a hard seltzer so satisfying, it will have your taste buds going wild. Let's listen in.
Attention, everyone. This is your taste bud director. We got an incoming Bud Light seltzer. What are we thinking, taste buds?
Refreshing!
Great.
Now, clean finish!
Yeah, I got that on.
Tastes like mango!
Yes, mango.
One more sip!
Bud Light Seltzer. Listen to your taste buds and try it today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, fan listeners, have you been to West Bend Sausage Plus yet? Owners Ben and Andy have your game day or any day of the week covered. From the freshest homemade meats, including smoked beef strips, to a wide variety of homemade brats, to the finest quality steaks cut by...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.